from KQED.
LA lives and breathes basketball. The freeways sport a sea of purple and yellow Lakers flags this time of year, fluttering from every other car, and the Sparks are arguably the most popular team in the women's NBA. So perhaps it should come as no surprise Oaxacan immigrants in LA operate a children's league with dozens of teams. Over the holidays, a team from southern Mexico called the Triquis came to play. Caitlin Esch watched courtside and filed this report.
The Triquis outrun their opponents and win the first game of the tournament by about 30 points. 11-year-old Dylan Ramirez Sanchez scored two. He says the other kids are good sportsmen.
They're very kind with us, and they play very fair, and they don't push you. They play really clean. I don't know how to say it. And they're really nice with us.
Hundreds of Oaxacans have gathered at the Toberman Recreation Center in L.A. for the tournament. 22 teams of Oaxacan children are competing. Their parents crowd the playground court. Many are here to cheer on the Triquis because the team has become famous far beyond its Mexican home. After their win, people swarm the Triquis, vying for photos with the boys. Sanchez says he feels happy being a celebrity.
Muy contento, feliz, emocionado, entusiasmado y más contento.
Sanchez wore a new pair of sneakers to the tournament, but many of his teammates played barefoot on the outdoor court here, the same way they do at home. Coach Ernesto Ramirez says the kids live in a remote mountainous region where families are so poor and marginalized they often cannot afford shoes.
They decide if they want to play with shoes or without shoes, but some of them says that they're faster without the shoes and lighter.
At this tournament, one member of the Triqui team is an L.A. resident. 11-year-old Julian Cuevas says it's different than playing with his regular team.
They move the ball differently. They pass fancy passes. They do fast breaks, which a lot of teams don't really do since they don't get a lot of steals. These kids get a lot of steals. It's just fun. Faster pace.
The trainer for the Triqui team, Sergio Zunigas, is from the Academy of Indigenous Basketball, where the boys attend school. Zunigas works the players every day on skills, speed, and endurance, training for several hours at high altitudes.
Tenemos que jugar con más fuerza, más resistencia.
Well, he wants to say that they have to be very fast, because with the teams from the United States and other countries, they are more taller. So what they try to do more faster, so they can bounce that's a charity for him, he thinks that.
Teammates are also required to get good grades, maintain their native language, and help their parents with chores. The tournament started out with a parade, dancers, and traditional food. Gerardo Vasquez is president of the Oaxacan Federation of Los Angeles, the organization hosting the Triquis. He says seeing the boys play basketball reminds him of how far he's come. Vasquez dropped out of school when he was just 7 to help support his family by selling candy. But he would sometimes sneak away to play basketball. Vasquez got his first pair of shoes when he was 8 years old.
Finally, my mom could pay for one pair of sandals for myself. After 8 years, when I get here, I remember. I was very happy when my mom bought me a pair of cheap sandals.
Vasquez says Oaxacan parents hope their kids are inspired by the Triqui team. The Triquis have won tournaments in Argentina, the Dominican Republic, and Mexico. Next year, they're headed to Spain.
If these kids are very poor and start getting famous because they are studying and they do the sports, of course they can do it too.
Vasquez says bringing the Triquis to Los Angeles was a way for Oaxacans in California to reconnect to their roots and teach their L.A.-born children about the long and difficult journey from their homeland to their new land. For the California Report, I'm Caitlin Esch in Los Angeles.